Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, national speaker and author, Jay Payleitner. Well, Jay, you say conflict is inevitable. Being a jerk is optional. I love that, by the way. What would you say is the first step to dial back the rising pressure in a conflict situation?
Tracy, a great question. And I realized in my research that conflict can be and really is a good thing, especially when you handle it right with love and respect and hope and wisdom. a few quick examples. I lead marriage retreats. And, Tracy, it's the couples who have hit bottom and survived a conflict who have the strongest marriages. Think about a manufacturer who ships a defective product to a customer. Boy, that's conflict right there. But if they have a customer service team who responds and solves that crisis, then suddenly they have a customer for life.
Yeah.
Another example or two. On a high school baseball team, the two best players, they want to play shortstop. That always happens. And that's conflict. But a good coach will see that and have that competition as a chance to make those two players better. And actually, the whole team gets better. And those two boys ultimately probably become best friends. Conflict, think about an intervention for an alcoholic. That's conflict, but it's going to turn a life around. And without conflict, there'd be no reason to have things like apologies or mentors or empathy or heroes. Even in James, where they talk about trials of many kind, that produces perseverance. So I think in God's economy, Tracy, conflict can be a good thing. It is a good thing.
Yeah, it makes me think of every good story arc includes conflict. Otherwise, it would be such a boring story, and our lives are like that. We have real conflict.
Yeah, well, in the book, I do a little bit on how art is a conflict, whether it's a painting is light versus dark, and certainly every good fiction has all kinds of conflict, and the resolution comes out of it. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Excellent. So what is the first step to dial back that rising pressure?
Doing the research for this book, Don't Take the Bait to Escalate, I have 20-some sample conflicts that I examine in the book, but I realize they all have four factors for resolution, and these are worth remembering, writing down. One, decide what you really want. Not decide what you want, but what you really want. Mm-hmm. Know the risks. That's number two. Three is empathize with your adversary. That's something that we need a little more of, a little empathy. And then as Christ followers, number four, we can expect the win. Sometimes we're wading through the mud and the crud right now, and it's hard, but we know that God's going to work all things out for good for those who are called according to his purpose, and we win at the end. We get to hang out with God in eternity. So those are the four factors.
Now, with a polarizing topic like abortion, how can we as Christians de-escalate the tension to handle discussions with love and grace?
Well, we can't solve this in our short little discussion here, but we can do this. What we want is to save babies, but what we really want is to bring these people into the kingdom. The pain and the suffering that these women are going through, you just look in their faces, you see they're in agony. But I think for your listeners right now, maybe consider your gifts. Know your gifts and use your gifts, whether that's the gift of teaching or shepherding or serving. If you're in the middle of this abortion battle, maybe you're the leader, but maybe your job is to show mercy. That's a gift. And then we go to the fruit of the Spirit. So love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. Let's focus on those. You can't yell at people into the kingdom. That's not going to draw anybody to the kingdom or to save any babies. We have to love them as hard as that is. But again, use your gifts. Exhortation, evangelism, serving. My wife and I, we had 10 foster babies, newborns in the house. There's a sense that that's a real pro-life movement rather than just getting angry. But we want to save babies. We got to save hearts and souls.
Yes, the Bible tells us, as far as it depends on us, we're to be at peace with all people. Would you share another skill or tool to help us avoid the bait to escalate, Jay?
Yeah, that's Romans 8, which is a great verse. But really, as far as it depends on you, it's if possible. That's not always possible. In that same passage, I think right after that, it's the idea that vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So when we're trying to be at peace with all people, we could take great comfort in knowing that ultimately God's going to have his way. Later on in that same passage, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So the skill there is maybe to trust God more and to not think that we have to solve all these crises ourselves. And look at the big picture and see God has given you such great promises already that you're going to be okay. He's going to take care of your needs. And that really helps to de-escalate the challenges that we have in front of us.
Excellent ideas. Is there anything else you'd like to let us know when it comes to handling conflict?
Well, Tracy, maybe less shouting and more thoughtfulness. I'm thinking of John chapter 8, when the Pharisees come and drag this woman caught in adultery to Jesus and said, well, the law says we're supposed to stone her. Does Jesus give a 20-minute lecture? No. He leans over and draws in the sand and brings some peace and thoughtfulness and poise to the situation. And then at the end, Jesus looks at the woman who has sinned, caught in adultery, but he says, I don't condemn you either. Go and sin no more. We're not letting people off the hook here. We're speaking truth into their life, gently, respectfully, with love.
Yeah, doing it with compassion because we care so much about the other person or people that we do it with grace.
Exactly right. Thank you.
Jay, thank you. And where can we learn more about you and what you're up to these days?
Well, jpayleitner.com. I do speaking. I would love to come out to your area. jpayleitner.com, J-A-Y-P-A-Y-L-E-I-T-N-E-R.com. Or just, you know, Google, don't take the bait to escalate, and that'll get to me.
That's speaker and author Jay Payleitner. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.